Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Yeah, we're staying with that story now because we are joined by Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill. And Michelle, thank you very much for joining us this evening. A lot of discussion and acceptance, I think, that it seems it was inevitable. Arlene Foster had to step down given the strength of opposition against her. But what is your response to her resignation?
Well, good evening, Sarah. I spoke to Arlene actually this afternoon and she informed me of her decision to step down. And of course, I wished herself and her family every best wish for the time ahead. You know, I've worked closely with Arlene now since last year. We've led with other executive ministers our way through this pandemic. And I acknowledge, you know, all the work that's been done there. So this is her own decision to make today. And as I said, I've wished her the very best for the future.
How would you describe your relationship with her?
Yeah, we had a very decent relationship. We were, we only obviously had politics restored and executive restored back in January, and we were only a short number of weeks in whenever the pandemic hit. We've had to work very closely throughout that pandemic, and I think we've had a, you know, built a very decent relationship throughout that time. It's been difficult, it's been challenging, no doubt. We come from two very different political perspectives, but at the same time, I think we were able to do right by the public, particularly in response to the COVID crisis. And there are obviously, there'll be a number of months before Arlene will leave office as the joint head of government. And I think that throughout the course of the next number of months, we'll continue to work together and lead us out of this pandemic.
When you were speaking to her earlier, how did she seem? Because we heard from her, she gave a short press conference when she was giving her resignation speech, and she sounded quite emotional.
Well, I'm quite sure she is. I mean, I'm sure it's a difficult day for her personally. Politics is obviously tough and challenging at times, so I've no doubt that Arlene feels all that on a personal way, as anybody would. And, you know, when you lose the support of your party, that will always be something that will probably be very hurtful to you in many ways. So, you know, I'm very much thinking of herself and her family today, and I'll continue to work with her while she remains in post.
Gavin Barwell, former Chief of Staff to the former British Prime Minister Theresa May, is tweeting about it, along with many other people giving their reaction today. But he talks about the final two paragraphs of her statement, in which she's calling for unity and an end to division across the different communities in Northern Ireland. And he says those final two paragraphs are spot on. He says, "It felt to me that on several occasions Arlene Foster was held back from what she wanted to do by desire to keep the party united. And best wishes to her for whatever comes next." I wonder, did you ever get that sense, Michelle, that Arlene Foster was held back from what she actually wanted to do by a desire to keep her own party united?
Well, I mean, as political leaders, we all have a job of work to do to bring our parties with us, but we also have a duty to lead. And I think that's really, really important. I mean, if I was to agree with something that Arlene said today, it would be around the need to be generous to each other, to live together, to be able to find ways. You know, politics and power sharing must work for everybody. And, you know, I think that in political leadership, it's a difficult job, but you must take people with you, and you must try to convince people of how we can work in the best interests of all the people that we serve collectively. And I think, you know, in short, really it is about politics has to be seen to deliver. Young people want hope for the future. They want money in their pocket. They want to have a job. They want a roof over their head. And they expect political leaders to work together to deliver that. And they want, you know, their rights delivered. And unfortunately, that hasn't been the case in the North for quite a number of years.
No, it hasn't. And it's been a very, very rocky time for the Assembly over the last couple of years, and a lot of difficulties between the political parties there. And a lot of extra uncertainty now with a new incoming leader, a lot of expectation or speculation that the next leader will be more hardline on certain issues. Edwin Poots, one of the people being mooted as a possible leader. How do you think that will work if the next DUP leader is more hardline and more to the right?
Well, I mean, I listened to plenty of commentary today, Sarah, and I suppose it's difficult to speculate. However, there's some things that are for sure. The Good Friday Agreement is the only show in town, and there's no alternative to it. Politics must has to work for everybody, and that requires a genuine commitment for all the political leaders involved in power sharing to make it work and deliver equality for women, for the LGBT community, for Irish language and identity in all sections of our community. So regardless of who is the leader of the DUP, those tenants remain. We as a have a duty as political parties to work together to progress, you know, the reform that's required, political change, you know, deliver prosperity for everybody. So those conditions remain, regardless of who is the leader, and that isn't going to change with a change of leadership.
I do understand what you're saying, that you have that duty and you have that wish to work together, but we've seen that that hasn't worked out in practice between yourself and Arlene Foster over the last couple of years, and the DUP and Sinn Féin over the last couple of years. So would you be concerned at all about the future if you're now faced with a leader who is less centrist, more right-wing, more hard-line than Arlene Foster? Would you be concerned?
Well, yes, of course. Of course, you'd be concerned if someone wants to enter the fray that is of a more right-wing nature. And as we know, there is plenty of that within the DUP itself. However, in order to make politics work in the North, you have to participate in power sharing. And remember, there are five parties around the executive table trying to make it work. And it has been the DUP who, at every turn, have been the outlier in terms of the other parties all together, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the Alliance Party, working together, and the DUP being the outlier, unfortunately, on many occasions. However, as I said, regardless of who leads the DUP, I will work with them in good faith. I will work with them to ensure that political commitments that were made are delivered upon. I am interested in delivering a new era, making politics work in everybody's interests, and we need political partners in which to do so. I hope that we can find that among all the parties working together.
I mentioned Edwin Poots, who is being mooted as the forerunner in the race to replace Arlene Foster, and a lot of controversy around him in October 2020 because he said coronavirus was more common in nationalist areas, and then made a comment about how most Sinn Féin leaders aren't regular mass goers. How's your own personal relationship with him? Or do you have one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've worked with Edwin Poots for a long time, so I would know him reasonably well. I mean, those comments were absolutely ridiculous and were called out at the time. I'm not going to speculate, Sarah, on who's going to be the incoming leader. All I can speak for is what I can do and what I can bring to the table. I encourage others to realise that the issues aren't going to go away. The progressive politics that people want is on the table. There's no change in that. There's no rolling back. The Good Friday Agreement needs to be made to work. Power sharing and politics must be able to work for everybody, and that's the only way in which we'll be able to govern together. So I would encourage whoever the incoming leader of the DUP to realise that that is going to be the case.
All right, Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister, and Sinn Féin MLA, thank you very much for joining us this evening.